At Firestone Complete Auto Care, we hold our service to the highest standard. That's why we have thousands of ASE-certified expert technicians nationally. So if you're looking for car service that's got your back on the road, choose the place that treats every car like their own and every customer like family. Don't wait any longer. Call your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and book your next appointment today.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Now, Roxy Nafusi has become known as the manifesting queen, having reached rock bottom feeling lost in life. She heard of the manifesting concept and its connection to self-worth. She began working on cultivating more of this in her own life, and sharing her story has led to two best-selling books, speaking and hosting events across the globe, a chart-topping podcast, Rise with Roxy, and a massive online following. Her third book, Confidence, 8 Steps to Knowing Your Worth, is released this week, and Roxy joins me on the line now. Roxy, you're very welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Such a lovely introduction.
Is it funny to hear your life just squeezed into a little paragraph like that?
Yeah, it is. And I always think, oh my goodness, we've been busy.
What a long way you have come. And what a beautiful book this is. You dedicated this book to your lovely dad who died last year. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry for your loss. Mm-hmm. How are you and your family doing now?
You know, I think I'm really lucky that my dad equipped me with a really strong mindset. And he had such a beautiful way of looking at life. And, you know, I can tell that he was ready and he felt really fulfilled in his life. And so he's left an incredible legacy. So I'm doing as good as I can. Yeah.
And you did share a lot of what you were going through at the time. You're very open about all parts of your life, or many parts of your life. And you went on to host a huge event quite close to when he died. What do you remember of that time?
Yeah, I actually tell this story in step 6 of the new book, which is Do Hard Things. I, in the middle of writing the Confidence book, during step 5, I found out, and I described this story in more detail, but I found out he had died in his sleep, in his lunchtime nap. And 2 days later, I was due to see him in Dubai for my live show. So I did fly to Dubai as intended, but instead we went to bury him in the morning because the Islamic funeral was very, very quick after the death. And then that night, instead of, you know, and that night I went on stage. Yeah. And I mean, it was, I remember after it thinking, oh my gosh, I didn't do well. I didn't give a good show. I was sort of beating myself up over it. And then I, in the morning, reflected and said, okay, yeah, it wasn't the best show I've ever done, but I did do my best. And a lot of the reason I describe this story is because I think there's so much of confidence and building this deep sense of worth and knowing that you can handle whatever comes your way is about proving to yourself that you are more resilient than you give yourself credit for. And over the last few years, I've been challenging myself and doing hard things and stepping outside my comfort zone and going through discomfort. And so when the time came and I needed to do something really difficult, I knew that I'd be able to do it, and I did.
And that's something I love, certainly following you. You are very open and honest, even though I described in the introduction the amount of success you've had. You're always very honest when there's a down day or when there's a no within your business. It's not perfect all the time, but your foundation is strong, and that's what the difference is.
Yeah, I think it's very important to give an honest reflection of life. And it's really interesting because I actually, we keep a tab in my office of everything that comes through, all the requests that come through. And when I look back at the last few months of this year, I feel like, gosh, it's been incredible. So many achievements. We've had so much abundance and success. But I looked at this tab and you have all the no's in red and all the yeses in green. And what I saw was that the green was quite a small section. And then we had a whole big row of reds. But my mind has chosen to prioritize the yeses and not dwell on the rejection. And this is another thing that I really share in the new book. And I think that, you know, it's not that life is always perfect, but it's that you will be equipped with a mindset that is going to enable you to see everything in a more empowering light.
So let's delve into confidence then, the topic of your book, as you say. And you do reference some fairly shocking statistics about confidence in the introduction. You say 75% of adolescents say they don't feel confident. And in another survey, 85% of women and 75% of girls say they've opted out of activities due to concerns about their appearance. This is huge, isn't it? This idea that we're not good enough, not having that self-belief, that confidence.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, for most of my life, I lacked any sense of self-worth. I really loathed myself, to be honest. And that loud inner critic is exhausting. And I remember feeling that I was very alone in that. And I think there is this misconception for all of us that we're the only ones going through insecurity and the person beside us is free of it, that they are full of confidence. But as I delved into this work, what I realized is that almost every single one of us is riddled with self-doubt and holding ourselves back in some way. We're missing out on opportunities. We're not really able to put our best foot forward because, you know, we have this voice in our mind that's telling us, and as you put it, that we're not enough. And I think that's what this all comes down to, is this feeling that we aren't enough as we are. And I'm really trying to undo the damage that has been done to us and take us all back to that childlike state when we are full of confidence and full of, you know, self-consciousness.
And you do, as you say, touch on your own journey with confidence, and you want to show people that it can be developed. It can be something that you can, a muscle you can flex, a skill that you can develop and become that.
Absolutely. I think that there's this misconception that confidence is something you either have or you don't. And that's not true. It's something that you can build and that you can cultivate. And I suppose I've created an 8-step formula to confidence that I know works. And I'm so excited for people to read this book and to see how liberating it feels and how incredible it feels to actually back yourself and like yourself.
Another misconception you touch on in the book is that confidence is often misunderstood. We think to be confident is to be loud, is to shout.
Yeah, I think that confidence has been misconstrued as sort of being an extrovert or being the loudest in the room. And actually, to me, it's this quiet, unshakable knowing of your inherent value. Another misconception is that confidence is the same as arrogance. And I think that this misconception is also something that, especially for women, really holds us back from celebrating ourselves. And it's I speak about this in step 5 of the book, which is all about self-celebration. And confidence and arrogance are just not the same thing. And so it's about really identifying what the differences are and giving ourselves permission to love ourselves.
So when we have confidence, how does that begin to show up in our lives, in our personal life, in our professional life, in our relationships?
I mean, having confidence really does transform every area of your life because, first of all, it's going to change the way that you interpret the world, the meanings you attach to all your interactions and to every event that happens. It's going to help you step outside your comfort zone, take risks when you need to. It's going to encourage you to practice self-discipline and self-respect and commit to habits that actually honor your growth rather than hold you back or keep you stuck. It also will help you set better boundaries, learn to say no to people. I mean, there really is nothing that in your life that will not be improved or made better when you have confidence. And that's why the first line of this book is confidence is the foundation of everything that we do.
Your book Manifest and Now Confidence has steps in it. When you are writing these books, do the steps come easily or do you have 10 that you whittle down? What's that process like for you?
No, it's strange. With Manifest, those 7 steps came to me and in about 30 seconds, and they have never changed since the first moment I thought of them. With confidence, I had actually initially started, I can't remember. I think I started with slightly less steps and then expanded it because I wanted each thing to have its moment. But it was, I pretty much knew. Because, you know, for me, it's sort of years of research into all things self-development and using these tools myself and with clients in my coaching sessions, and then being able to try and put everything together into actionable steps to make it really make sense for people so that they can read this book and come away thinking, okay, I know what I need to do.
And I think that's really important, because often we can read a book that can really light a fire in our belly, but it can be hard to know what to do with that information. We kind of close it, put it back in our bedside locker, and then go back to the way things were. But when there is steps to follow, I think it's really actionable. And I think that's what's brilliant about your books. Before I let you go, because you are a very busy woman on launch week, I'm always so impressed by the aesthetic, from the orange of Manifest to the blue of Dive Deeper, and now black. And I'm interested in that decision, because I can see nothing that you do doesn't come without great thought. What about the black of confidence?
You know, I think there's a couple of things. Firstly, the orange of Manifest was so sort of iconic, I feel, and reached so far and wide. And for me, there was no colour that was going to compete with Manifest. And I didn't want one to. I didn't want to try and have something that was compared. I wanted this to be its own moment. And nothing to me is stronger than black. And I think that most people feel most confident when they wear black. You know, if they feel like they don't know what to wear, they might put on something black and they just go, oh, okay, I feel comfortable now. And for me, you know, one of the lines in the book is confidence doesn't shout. And so it was really important to me that confidence was written in lowercase, that it was really minimal, and that the cover itself was really understated, because that is the definition for me of confidence. It's, like I said, this quiet feeling that doesn't need to prove itself. It just knows.
Well, I love it all, from what's written within the pages to the outfits that will go along with the book launches. I'm here for it all. It is called Confidence.
Thank you so much.
8 Steps to Knowing Your Worth by Roxy Nafusi. Continued success to you, Roxy, and thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so, so much. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk.
At Firestone Complete Auto Care, we hold our service to the highest standard. That's why we have thousands of ASE-certified technicians nationally. So don't wait any longer. Give us a call and book your next appointment today.